Hello. Won't you join us? It's time for the Coke Club.
Yes, friends, it's time for another transcribed session of the Coke Club, which brings you the romantic voice of Morton Downey, with Leah Ray as your hostess, Jimmy Lytell and his orchestra, the Coke Club Quartet, and yours truly, David Ross. These informal get-togethers are arranged for us by your friendly neighbor, who bottles Coca-Cola. And today we have a special host, Mr. H.F. Hamilton, of the Coca-Cola Bottling Company of Rochester, Minnesota. And now here's Morton Downey.
Who says hello to you and to our Coke Club hostess, Leah Ray.
Thank you, Morton. Today, friends, we salute the city of Rochester, Minnesota, and tell you the story of one of its big little Americans. That is, after we've attended to certain musical considerations, notably the song Evelina. Sing it, Morton.
Coming up, Leah. Evelina, won't you ever take a shine to that moon? Evelina, ain't you bothered by the bobolink's tune? Tell me, how long you're gonna keep delaying the day? Don't you reckon it's wrong trifling with April this way? Evelina, won't you pay a little mind to me soon? Wake up, the earth is fair, the fruit is fine. Ah, but what's the use of smelling watermelon clinging to another fella's vine? Evelina, won't you roll off that vine and be mine?
Won't you ever take the shine of that moon? Evelina, ain't you bothered by the bobolinks too?
Tell me how long you're gonna keep delaying the day? Don't you reckon it's wrong trifling with April this way? Evelina, won't you pay a little mind to me soon? Wake up, the earth is fair, the fruit is fine. Ah, but what's the use of smelling watermelon clinging to another fella's vine? Evelina, won't you roll off that vine and be mine?
Friends, these Coke Club sessions are on the air every day, Monday through Friday. And the invitation to attend comes from your friendly neighbor who bottles Coca-Cola. So make it the pause that refreshes by helping yourself to a frosty bottle of Coke.
Don't you think, Morton, it'd be very nice to have a song now from our Coke Club Quartet?
I couldn't imagine a better time. How about that Jimmy Rule arrangement they've been rehearsing of Going Home?
Good suggestion. How about it, men?
Quiet like some still
No doubt one of these days your next door neighbor will be dropping in to tell you all about her wonderful vacation and, of course, to catch up on the latest doings around the town. And that's just the time to bring on frosty bottles of delicious Coca-Cola. The friendly pause that refreshes with ice-cold Coke is so welcome any time of day. Whether you're chatting with guests or just sitting by yourself listening to the music of the Coke Club, it's always more enjoyable when you're refreshed with sparkling Coca-Cola.
Today our meeting salutes Rochester, Minnesota. Rochester, a name which for a generation has been almost synonymous with the names of the men who founded there one of the world's great centers of medical science and art. Rochester, seat of Minnesota's Olmsted County, is also the hub of one of the nation's richest dairy regions. We now tell you the story of one of Rochester's big little Americans. And for helping us find it, we thank Mr. H.F. Hamilton, our special host today, and your friendly neighbor in Rochester. Morton tells the story.
A man who turned from outstanding success as a physician to devote himself to teaching young people to love farming. That's Christopher Graham, the big little American whom we salute today. In 1919, Chris Graham resigned with the title of Professor of Medicine at the Mayo Foundation Graduate School, the University of Minnesota. He'd helped to do a big job, but he felt there was an even bigger one for which he had a knowledge that few men had. He recognized a menace to the future of America in the fact that so many young men were leaving the farms, for he knew exactly why they were doing it. As a child, he'd witnessed the long, hard, grueling job of establishing a homestead. There were no agricultural schools, no forums, no contests, and no fairs in those days. Young Christopher remained a farmer until he was 26, then became a school teacher, afterwards a veterinarian, and finally a physician. At 63, he retired from medicine and turned to the old problems of his youth. His stock-raising program became a model for the community. For farming can be the most absorbing profession on earth. He promoted agricultural science and its teaching. The county fair, he knew, must be the center and the preserver of such activity. To ensure the permanence of the Olmsted County Fair, he bought land and built buildings and then presented them to the county for any purpose which will advance, further, or promote education, knowledge, or experience in agriculture. Today, at the age of 90, Dr. Graham counts as one of his greatest honors the recognition paid him by the young people he most wanted to help. The Olmsted County Union of the Future Farmers of America has named itself the Christopher Graham Chapter. To that tribute, we add this one. We salute you, Dr. Christopher Graham, big little American.
Remember, Morton, we'll be asking you to tell another big little American story at Wednesday's meeting.
I'll be here, Leah, right on the dot. I'm making a note of it right now.
Well, speaking of making notes, how about giving us some more of the music variety?
How do you like them, Leah? Andante, allegretto, or, as we say, espressivo.
Why not try a little tenderness?
Well, that's an order I'll try to fill.
She may be weary. Women do get weary. Wearing the same shabby dress. And when she's weary, try a little tenderness.
You know she's waiting, just anticipating things she may never possess. While she's without them, try a little tenderness. Heart's not just sentimental. She has her grief and care, and a word that's soft and gentle makes it easier to bear. You won't regret it. Women don't forget it. Love is their whole happiness. It's all so easy. Try a little tenderness.
Be weary, women do get weary wearing the same shabby dress.
When she's weary, try a little tenderness. You know she's waiting, just anticipating things she may never possess. While she's without them, try a little tenderness. Oh, it's not just sentimental. She has her grief and care, and a word that's soft and gentle makes it easier to bear. You won't regret it. Women don't forget it. Love is their whole happiness. It's all so easy. Try a little tenderness.
Time for the Coke Club to adjourn now, friends. But we'll be with you again tomorrow for another informal transcribed get-together, which has been arranged for us by your friendly neighbor who bottles Coca-Cola. Goodbye. Thank you all for being here.
So long, Leah. So long, David. See you tomorrow.
It's a date. We'll all be here. Our star, Morton Downey, our hostess, Leah Ray, the Coke Club Quartet, Jimmy Lytell and his orchestra, and yours truly, David Ross. And now, au revoir, and remember, whoever you are, whatever you do, wherever you may be, when you think of refreshment, think of Coca-Cola. For ice-cold Coca-Cola makes any pause the pause that refreshes.